A reading from the Good News according to Mark. In those days, when there was again a great crowd without anything to eat, he called his disciples and said to them, "I have compassion for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a great distance." His disciples replied, "How can one feed these people with bread here in the desert?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, "Seven." Then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They had also a few small fish, and after blessing them, he ordered that these too should be distributed. They ate and were filled. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Now there were about 4,000 people. And he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This story of the feeding of the multitude, one of several accounts in the Gospels, highlights for me 4 characteristics or core values that Jesus offers us today, just as surely as he offered bread to the people then. These values are offered to us just as the bread and fish are offered to the people to satisfy their hunger. There is a hunger in each of us, I believe, to live the mission of Jesus in our world today. He recognizes that in us, and is just as generously responsive to us as he was to the people of his time during his time on earth. The values that I see played out here, the gifts that he offers us, are compassion, confidence, creativity, and collaboration. The people had come to him in droves, and they had listened to him and watched him heal with rapt attention for 3 days. He must have been so spellbinding that they didn't want to leave, even to get something to eat. Jesus noticed their hunger. True to form, he was always looking out for those in need. How many times in the Gospels do we hear that he noticed the suffering of people before they even asked for help? Jesus himself tells us that his heart was filled with compassion. Compassion, the first hallmark of his mission. Moved with compassion, Jesus didn't say, "What in the world are we going to do about this situation?" Instead, he trusted that there among them was a solution, a way of responding. He showed confidence. Confidence in his Father, who always gives us our daily bread, and confidence as well in his followers, that they would reach out to one another with the little that they had. There might have been other solutions to the problem. He could have called down bread from heaven, as his Father had done for the people in the desert. He could have told his followers to go home and find something on the way. He could have ignored their need, but that wasn't ever his way. Jesus was probably the most creative person who ever lived. He's one of those people who, as we say today, thinks out of the box. "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. He took what was there already. He blessed the loaves, he broke them, and he distributed them to everyone, along with the fish. It was more than enough, if you can imagine. Now, there's the kind of creativity that I'd like to have. And you'll notice that he didn't do this alone. He worked with what he had and he worked with who was there at that time in that place. Today, we call that collaboration, compassion, confidence, creativity, and collaboration. This is the bread that Jesus Christ offers us today. This is the daily bread we pray for and now receive. As we eat this bread, we become what we consume, disciples of the living Christ, continuing his work in our world today.